With our hearts, with full of worship this morning, we are running close to you. Jonah 2:2 says, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. Crying out to God gets his attention. It causes a response from him.
All right.
Whether you're in trouble, hurting, in distress, in need of deliverance, standing in a gap, or interceding for somebody, or in a situation, whether you feel him moving throughout this place and you just don't want him to pass you by this morning, he is ready to respond.
Yes,
in Psalms 3, verses 4 through 5, it says, I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I lay down and slept, yet I woke up in safety, for the Lord was watching over me. Yeah. Maybe you just haven't had a good night's sleep in a while, and you just need to cry out to God. He is here. The atmosphere is right for him to respond to whatever situation that you need this morning. In Jesus' name, let's continue to draw close to him this morning in this place.
I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are.
You are perfect in all of
so unexplainable. I can hardly think as you call me deeper still as you call me deeper still as you call me deeper still into love.
Ready to move on. Just give me a minute. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And we find our identity.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, love
for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody bless us.
Thank you, God.
You are the answer, Jesus. You're the answer,
God. Oh,
you're the answer, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no fault to be found in you, God. You're the good, good Father.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus. They say that a father is a daughter's first love. And I'm so thankful that I have the Father of all fathers.
Yes,
the
yes.
King that owns cattle on a thousand
hallelujah,
hills.
Hallelujah.
And it doesn't matter, he's dependable always.
Right,
he always wants to hear from you. He always wants to know you. He's perfect in all of his ways. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You may be seated.
Desire, but oh,
one is more of you.
For the Lord is good, and His love endures. Yes, the Lord is good forever. And I'll shout it out from the mountain top. Yes, the Lord is good forever.
I know who I am.
know who I am yours, I am yours. I know who I am, I know who I am, I know who I am, I am yours, I am yours. You are mine, Jesus, you are mine, you are mine, Jesus, you are mine.
Hallelujah. If we can stand at this time, it is great to be in a church where anything is possible and God could do absolutely anything in this place this morning, in Jesus' name. We're going to ask the ushers to come at this time. Brother Mike, will you pray for the offering? Amen.
I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord.
I will praise his name.
I will praise his name.
I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord.
I will praise his name.
I will praise his name.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
I'll forever proclaim.
I will never proclaim.
He's good. He's good. I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord.
Exalt his name.
For who is like our Lord and King, his glory and his name is exalted above the heavens.
I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord.
I will praise his name.
I will praise his name.
I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord.
I will praise his name.
I will praise his name.
For the rest of my
the Lord with me, let us exalt his name. For who is like our Lord and King, his glory and his name is exalted above the heavens.
I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord.
I will praise his name.
I will praise his name.
I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord.
I will healing in the name.
Healing in the name
of Jesus.
Of Jesus, Jesus.
The salvation in the name.
Salvation in the name
of Jesus.
Of Jesus, Jesus.
He's good. He's good. I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord.
I will praise his name.
I will praise his name.
I will bless the Lord.
will bless the Lord.
I will praise His name.
I will praise His name.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
I'll forever proclaim.
I'll forever proclaim.
He's good. He's good. He's good. He's good.
I will bless the Lord.
Oh, why don't you do that right now? Why don't you bless the Lord? Why don't you lift your voice? Why don't you clap your hands? Hallelujah, Jesus. We've come to bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Is anybody glad you're in the house of the Lord this morning? Anybody's soul feel like boasting in the Lord? Giving Him praise, giving Him glory? Hallelujah. Why don't you clap your hands unto Him? He's worthy of praise. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Such a sweet presence of the Lord in this place. I may wonder about a lot of things in life. I may muse over what the future holds. But there's one thing I can be sure of. First, He's a good, good Father. And I am loved. I am loved. I don't know a lot of things, and sometimes I wonder, but I know this. I'm loved. That's who I am. I am loved by Him. Thank you, Jesus. Just to know that I'm loved by You, Jesus. Just to know that You died, purchased my salvation. How wonderful are Your ways, God. You're a good, good Father. You're perfect in all of Your ways, Jesus. There's such a sweet presence of the Lord in this place here this morning.
Deeper still as You call me.
Mercy that follows me all the days of my life. What a journey it is with you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. If you have not yet signed up to be a part of our small groups, we encourage you to do that. Such a good time of fellowship, time together. If you need a form to fill out, please see Sister Grimm. She has those forms available. You fill out just how much you want to be involved in, whether you want to host or whether you just want to go where somebody else is hosting. But first and foremost, it's just good to have good fellowship. And so we want you to be a part of that. Please see her. Next Sunday, after Sunday morning service, the youth are putting on a fundraiser. This is a baked potato luncheon, and what we need from you is some desserts. So if you'd be willing to bring some desserts, we're going to provide everything else, but if you'd be willing to bring some desserts, please see Sister Grimm and let her know. Is it donation only? Is that what we're doing? Okay, it's by donation only, so come and feel free to partake. It was going to be a luncheon after service on Sunday morning next week, and this is going to help raise funds for the young people to go and be a part of the Illinois Youth Convention, which happens right before Easter, and so they need to start putting some funds aside to help offset the cost of going and being a part of that. So that's next Sunday morning, and if you would be willing to make a dessert, please see Sister Grimm and let her know. And if we don't get enough volunteers, then we'll just recruit people to do so. I know you're good, and there's not going to be a problem with any getting any volunteers, but if you would please see her tonight. Remember, it is our Faith and Family Night, fifth Sunday session, if you will, time we get together, and we are having a chili cook-off. And so everything, I checked the list this morning, everything signed up for. We got the supplies. We're pretty good to go. What I do need from the men this morning is at the conclusion of service, if you would help us downstairs in setting up tables and chairs so that we have all that set up and so the ladies can put tablecloths on and all that good stuff. So we need your help in that right after service, if you would make your way downstairs and help us set up for that. You have your Bibles, and you would be so kind to stand. Luke chapter number 13. Luke chapter number 13. Begin reading in verse number 22. He, being Jesus, went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. And said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? He, Jesus, said unto them, strive to enter in. Everybody say strive. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut the door, ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. And shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. The question was asked Jesus, Lord, are there few that be saved? Jesus' reply was this, strive to enter in. Contend, labor fervently. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, verse 24, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. The help of the Lord, I want to preach to you upon the first four words of verse 24. Strive to enter in. Strive to enter in. Can we pray, Lord Jesus? Oh, we love you. We thank you for the opportunity to be here in your house, Lord, to lift you up and praise your precious name. God, I thank you for your spirit that we feel in this place, Lord. And I pray that it would open the heart and minds of individuals under the sound of my voice. Lord, let me be but a vessel of your choosing. Impart unto your people what you have given and placed inside of me. God, speak with your word with boldness and courage and conviction, Lord, that we would all understand that it is upon us to strive. It is upon us, God, to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, to do our very best, to make heaven our home. We love you, we praise you, we thank you, we honor you, Jesus. We glorify your precious name in the name that is above every name, in the only saving name of Jesus Christ, we ask. Everybody said amen. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. Strive to enter in. In my humble opinion, I do not believe there is any such thing as easy faith. We use words that are really contradictory in themselves when we say something like easy believism. For there is nothing about belief that is easy. Faith itself is not, nor will it ever be, something that is easy. For the true foundation of faith, or foundation of true faith, is not found in anything simple or anything easily attained. If you question that, then I encourage you to go and read what is commonly called the faith chapter of the Bible, Hebrews chapter 11, and read what they did. Read how they responded in faith and see if that chapter alone will not have you and I reconsidering what true faith is. Hebrews 11 starts out, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is that substance of things that I don't see yet. There's nothing in my life that is showing or revealing, but I believe, I hope for it, and it's the evidence of things not yet seen. I'm working now, I'm striving now, I'm doing now in hopes. I haven't seen heaven. I haven't walked on streets of gold. I haven't seen pearly gates. I haven't experienced pleasures forevermore. But guess what? My faith hopes for that. And though I haven't seen it yet, there's evidence hopefully in my life that says I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. I'm striving. I'm putting forth the effort. I'm trying with everything that is in me. One particular passage in Hebrews 11 that I want to draw your attention to. It's a man well known to many of us, a man by the name of Noah. For the Bible says in Hebrews 11, 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. God told him there's going to be rain and it's going to cover the earth. And the Bible also lets us know that there had never been rain.
a mist from the ground had watered the earth. And so now God tells Noah, you gotta build an ark because I'm bringing rain. I'm bringing judgment. And though he had never seen rain, the Bible says that Noah moved with fear. Noah strived. Noah prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Folks, building an ark is no easy task. Slaving and putting hand to the tool and making those things that were necessary to build the ark according to the specifications that God had given him. There was tremendous effort exerted by Noah and his family, and yet every time he used a tool, and every time he fell a tree, and every time he worked, the Bible says that while he prepared, it condemned the world. He preached in his preparation. He showed in what he did on a daily basis that he believed the words that he said, that God was bringing rain. Every time he worked, every time he prepared with a conviction that said, I believe, though I've never seen it, I believe that God is going to bring rain. And as he worked day after day, the Bible says thereby he condemned the world. Noah strived, Noah worked, and 1 Peter 3:20 tells us that God waited while the ark was preparing. But no one save Noah and his family strived to enter into the ark. No one cared about calling the lumber when the sky was clear and cloudless. No one picked up a tool to help Noah and his family when Noah told them rain was coming. They loved to mock and make fun, I'm sure, while this crazy man Noah built this monstrosity he called an ark. Ridicule. The Bible lets us know what they were doing. Bible lets us know what the world was participating in at that time. The Bible tells us in Matthew 24 what was going on. Matthew 24, 38 says, "For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage." They were too busy with life to pay attention to the preacher talking about coming judgment. They were too busy having a good time and living in the temporal without thinking of the eternal. They were too busy just going through the motions and giving and living just like there was no and nothing else to worry about. Until the Bible says the day that Noah entered into the ark. On that day, the Bible says in Genesis 7:16 that the Lord shut him in. Big door that had facilitated, it was a ramp for all the animals. That big door, the Bible lets us know, access the first, second, and third levels. That big door that God had told Noah, you build this in the ark. Lots and lots of flesh can enter. No one thought it important to do so. Made a room for themselves or a reservation with Noah. They thought him to be crazy. They all thought he was insane. The man was preaching about something they had never seen. Talking about judgment from a God they didn't worship and they didn't serve. And they all thought he was crazy until the dark clouds rolled in and the raindrops began to fall. All that preparation seemed pointless until the sky began to shudder and they looked around at their own families now exposed to the elements of judgment for evil. No, we thought you were a crazy man, but now we see the skies. We hear thunder. We've never heard this rolling in the heavens before. Maybe that man was right. Maybe he knew what he was doing. Maybe all these years we made fun. We should have been helping him. Maybe all these years when we looked at him in disdain and disgust, we should have realized he knew something we didn't know. He had a faith we didn't have. He had convictions that compelled him to keep building while we just kept living. Now I look down on my flesh and I see spots of water that's never happened before, and I look in the eyes of my children and I realize I've waited too late. The door is now shut. The opportunity is over. No more. Nobody. The Bible says 8 souls. Noah and his family. Noah, his wife, his 3 sons, and their wives. And that was it. But all I have it in my mind that on the inside, when God had shut them in and the rain began to fall, I have it that Noah on the inside was lifting his hands and saying, oh, thank you. Thank you that I believe. Thank you that my convictions kept me building. Thank you. I didn't stop and I didn't give up. I kept striving. I kept working. I kept laboring fervently. So I rise on this Sunday morning to preach these 4 words. Strive to enter in. Make your calling and election sure while the door is open and the opportunity is here. What easy believism will have me doing. It will have me eating and drinking and being merry and just going through life and just saying, well, all that stuff's not really necessary. All that stuff you're striving to do in your life and in your family. Well, preacher, we just don't believe that that's required or that's essential. Listen, you may think I'm crazy for my convictions. You may shake your head in disapproval of my discipline to go to church and to pray and to read my Bible and to lead my family and godliness, but you need to understand there's a striving inside of me to enter in because I have every intention of being an heir of righteousness. And some might say all that effort is non-essential and unnecessary, but my faith says I strive to enter in. I strive to enter in. You see, faith says, strive while it is day, for the night cometh when no man shall work. They ask him, Lord, how many are going to be saved? Is it just going to be few? He said, listen, can I paraphrase? Don't worry about the number. Here's what you need to focus on. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. Put your effort where it's necessary. Put your effort where it's essential. Strive! Isaiah 55:7. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Strive now. Seek the Lord now while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. You see, the reality is, and Jesus said it, many will strive when it is too late. For many, I say unto you, verse 24, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Come a point in time, just like those that looked at the ark once the door was shut and said to themselves, wait a second, we messed up. We made a grave mistake. Didn't believe that old man Noah. He thought what he said was nonsense, but now rain's falling and the door shut. Oh, how they strived then. Oh, how I bet they gathered around the ark and pounded upon the hole and the door, wanting Noah, please open the door, Noah! We believe you now! We feel the raindrops falling and we know you weren't crazy. Now it all makes sense, Noah, please let us in. Noah, please open the door, please, Noah. We're going to die out here. We're going to drown. We're going to perish. Please, Noah, open the door. Bible says they're going to strive, but it's going to be too late because this is what is going to have happened. When once the master of the house has risen up, and hath shut to the door. Now they strive. Now they work. And now there's effort. Now they labor. And now they want. Now they desire. Now just eating and drinking and being merry, it really doesn't matter that much anymore. And they cry out, Lord, Lord, open unto us. Please open the door. Lord, please open the door. And he will answer and say unto you, I know ye not whence ye are. See, as much as people don't like this type of preaching, it is my obligation and my responsibility as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ to stand before you and say, there is coming a time when the master will rise up. There's coming a time when God says, okay, I've had my fill. There is a coming a time when the cup of iniquity has reached the brim and God says, okay, it's over. And the master rises up and he shuts the door. It's coming a time. I know no one likes to hear that one day God will have his fill. I know no one likes to hear that one day God's going to say it's over. The opportunity is over. You had every opportunity to contend. You had every opportunity to strive. You had every opportunity to struggle. You had every opportunity. But it wasn't easy, but I tried living for God, and it was difficult, and it was rough. That's why he said strive. Strive to enter in. This word is akin to the agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. You strive. Because once the door is shut, striving will get you nowhere. Once the door is shut, all your effort is absolutely pointless. Once the door is shut, doesn't matter how loud and how fervently. And once the door is shut, the opportunity is over. There are no exceptions. It is done. See, a lot of people will give a lot of effort, but it will be a little too late. A lot of people, I'll say it again, will give a lot of effort, but it will be a little too late. I know you say, well, that kind of preaching, that's old school preaching. Listen, we need to be reminded that he's coming. He's coming. I don't know if it's next week. I don't know if it's years from now. I don't know if it's tomorrow. The reality is my door could shut tonight. The reality is something could happen for me, and it could all be over now. The reality is I need to strive now to enter in. I need to put forth effort now. No man knoweth the day or the hour. No man really knows when it's going to happen. And your time is probably going to be different from my time, unless we're all here for the rapture. But the reality is, if I strive to enter in, if I'm doing what I should be doing, blessed is the man when the Lord cometh, he shall so find doing. Striving, working. Catch this. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know ye not whence ye are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. It wasn't that you worked. You didn't work, rather. Oh, you worked. It wasn't that you didn't strive. Oh, you strived. Wasn't that you didn't put forth effort. You put forth effort, but the problem is it was in iniquity. The problem is your work and your effort was something that could not save you. The reality is you expended your energy in something that was not eternal. And now the door is shut. And now it's too late. And I thought about this. To me, there's no more disparaging thought. Having an omniscient God say, I don't know you. There's no more disparaging thought in all the world. To have an all-knowing God deny he knows me. I can strive at a lot of things. That's why the Bible says, but what would it profit a man if he were to gain the whole world yet lose his soul? The value of a soul. The value of one soul. The value of one soul is worth more than all the world. And that's why he said, strive. Strive to enter in, work at it, contend. Yes, it's a struggle. Yes, you have to endeavor diligently. Yes, you have to labor fervently. Yes, sometimes it's agonizing. Sometimes you feel like giving up. Sometimes you wonder if it's really going to happen. But I just beg of you, strive to enter in. Just keep doing. Just keep striving. Because there's coming a time when the master rises up and shuts the door and the opportunity is over. You see, the only thing I know for sure that we have now. Now is the acceptable time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time. Now, I only know that the door's open now. I only know that there's opportunity now. I don't know about tomorrow. I don't know about the next day, but I know about now. So I stand before you and say, strive to enter in. Strive to enter in. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, with the understanding that at any moment the master could have his fill. At any moment the Lord could say, enough is enough, and rise up and shut the door. And then no matter how much you strive and no matter how much I strive, an all-knowing God will deny he knows me. Closing, you can stand. You. It isn't easy. Earnestly contending for the faith is not a cakewalk. Living this life for the Lord, I'm sorry. I hate to burst your bubble, but it's not easy believism. It's not. It doesn't work that way. Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that find it. But narrow is the way, and straight is the gate to life everlasting, and few there be that find it. Strive. Strive. To enter in, say, Pastor, I'm trying. I'm trying. Keep striving, Pastor. I'm trying. Keep trying, Pastor. I'm really doing more. Keep doing more. Don't stop. Don't give in. Don't step back. Keep strive. Strive to enter in. And not just you, but family, friends, loved ones. See if you. Read the passage of Scripture there in Luke 13. You'll realize that it goes on just a little bit further. Read down from where we read, but then you go a little further and talks about how you'll see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. You'll see the prophets. You'll see those that have gone before. But look at this. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God. And you yourselves thrust out. Pastor, I don't like that kind of preaching. thought of loved ones being left behind. Something about a God who's accepting and loving. Oh, He's loving. He's long-suffering, and right now He's, just like He did in the days of Noah, He's waiting. You see, there's also another side of God. He's ready for His bride. He's ready. Don't think for one moment that He doesn't want to call the church home. So shall we ever be with the Lord. He wants. It's the reason why He came and paid the price, purchased our salvation, that we could be with Him forevermore. Strive to enter in. Don't throttle back. Don't say, well, it's struggles is too much, Pastor. I'm striving, but I'm not really seeing anything. I'm hoping, but that's all I got is hope. We'll just keep hoping, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. Just keep hoping, keep striving. Let your preparation in your life, let your striving show the world. I believe He's coming back just like He said. I believe He's going to split the eastern sky and call His people home, and I'm striving to enter in. I'm striving to be a part of that number. When the roll is called up young, I'll be there, because I'm striving to enter in. Struggle sometimes. It's agonizing sometimes. I realize that living out your faith is no easy feat. Doing it on a daily basis is not something that is trifling. It's something that takes determination and discipline. Living it in day out, day in and day out. It's not an easy task. But I encourage you, as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, strive to endure. The Lord is another opportunity. It's another place where we strive. It's another opportunity. Here at the altar is another place where we strive to enter in. I'm sorry, but faith without works is dead. James said, I'll show you my faith by my works. You'll see by my striving just how much I want to make heaven my home. You'll see by my striving just how appreciative I am of what Jesus has done for me. Around and saw his wife and saw his sons and his daughters-in-law. There was something inside of him that said, oh, thank you that I kept striving. Just have to believe that you're you're getting restless.
You have to do,
but you're ready to rise up and shut the door.
Don't let me be lost for eternity, for above all else, I must be saved. For above all else, I must be saved. For
you got to earnestly contend for it. You got to strive to enter
it. I must be saved. For above all else, I must
seek the Lord while he may be found. Call unto him while he is near. What are you doing going to church so much? What are you doing being so religious? I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm striving. It ain't always easy. Sometimes the way is pretty rough. But I'm striving. Oh, why you keep building this big old boat, bud? Because I'm striving. God says judgment's coming. And I want to be saved. Why are you doing all this? Why are you living like this? Because I'm striving. Don't you realize you're going to miss out on so much in life? Am I really? Well, I'd rather miss out on life than miss out on eternity. So I'm going to strive. Eat, drink, be merry if you want to, but I'm striving. Because I want to be on the inside when the door is shut. One more time, can you lift your hands in the Lord? Thank you, Jesus, for your word. I know this type of preaching is not too popular nowadays. I know there are many who would like to make living for you something so different than what it is. Lord, let us look into your word and know my faith has me striving, my belief, my convictions, Lord, that there's coming a day when the heavens shall, the earth shall melt with fervent heat, and the heavens shall roll up like a scroll. Lord, help me to keep striving. Help me to keep my convictions. strong. Help me to keep striving away.
Yes. Yes.
So that I enter in at the straight gate.
Yes, Jesus.
So I make my calling and election sure. Huh. One more time, why don't you lift your hands and lift your voice? Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For another chance this day that we have, Lord, to provide us and make ourselves ready for your coming, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord, for this day, Lord. This chance comes. Here it is, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord this
morning.
You may go striving to enter. God bless you. Men, if we could have your help downstairs setting up tables and chairs, that would be very much appreciated.